This goes to Dr. Horsley, Horsley. Fax 989-855-5910. Regarding Barry, be like a boy, A-R-R-Y, middle initial A, Henry, H-E, N like November, R-Y, H-E-N-R-Y, Henry. Date of birth, 4/4/1945. Dear Dr. Horsley, this is a consultation for Mr. Henry, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels since March of 2025. He is an 80-year-old male patient with a very long history of type 2 diabetes that was poorly controlled for many years. Also a history of high blood pressure. He has no current symptoms of chronic kidney disease. His main complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. He states that his mailbox is about 70 yards from his home, so he'll walk out to the mailbox and then return to his house, but then he's very winded when he arrives back 140 yards later, and he actually has to rest before he can walk up the stairs to go back inside his home. So he's been concerned about the shortness of breath with exertion. He does have a history of blood clots in his left lung. He had 3 clots in 2023, but no residual, and he was not anticoagulated for very long once those resolved. No recurrence of blood clots, no known clots in his legs. Currently, he denies chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, and he is going to see a urologist in January in Midland. After going to the emergency room and having a CAT scan of the abdomen and pelvis, that was done August 13th, 2025. Kidneys were normal in appearance without hydronephrosis, no cysts, stones, or lesions, but there was some circumferential bladder wall thickening, which was nonspecific, and he was referred to a urologist in Midland for further evaluation. He does have a history of prostate cancer back in 2019, and that was treated with gold seeds and radiation. And there has been no recurrence with unmeasurable PSA levels since that was treated. He feels as if he empties bladder completely when he goes to the bathroom, and he has no nocturia. He generally sleeps mostly through the night. Occasionally, he may get up once, but very minimal. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, with current lightheadedness when he stands. He does report that. Type 2 diabetes for more than 40 years, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal reflux disease, depression, coronary artery disease, history of TIA in May of 2025 with no residual. The symptom was left leg stiffness and external rotation at the hip, as well as numbness of that leg. And that lasted less than a few hours, and all of his scans were negative for stroke. He does see a neurologist on a regular basis, though, for follow-up. Also, prostate cancer in 2019 with treatment with gold seeds and radiation. Anemia, the iron deficiency type, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy without obstruction, history of blood clots, 3 in the left lung in July of 2023. Past surgical history, he has a permanent pacemaker. He had cardiac catheterization with 1 stent placed about 10 years ago. He's had knee surgery, bilateral eye surgery to decrease the eye pressures, and colonoscopy more than 20 years ago. with difficulty with control of stool after the colonoscopy due to the sphincter being too lax. Social history, he's an ex-smoker who quit smoking in 1998. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He is married and lives with his wife, and he's retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Pepcid is 20 milligrams twice a day. Lisinopril, 30 milligrams daily. Synthroid, 75 microgram, alternating with 50 micrograms on every other day. Zoloft is 50 milligrams daily. Humulin regular insulin, 38 units before each meal. Lantus insulin is 15 units daily. Zocor, 40 milligrams at bedtime. Actos, 15 milligrams daily. Bisoprolol is 5 milligrams daily. And he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical exam, height is 5 foot 10 inches, weight 282 pounds, pulse is 60 and regular, blood pressure 126 over 71 with the machine, right arm sitting, large adult cuff was 118 over 70 sitting, right arm standing, large cuff was 90 over 60, so he does have some orthostatic changes, and he did not have any dizziness when he stood up with those readings. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear, and he has bilateral hearing aids. Pharynx is clear, uvula, midline. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy, no palpable masses or lesions. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft and non-tender without ascites, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses. Extremities, no peripheral edema. He has full sensation and motion intact in both feet. Capillary refill is brisk, no rashes or lesions. And labs and diagnostic studies, most recent lab studies were done September 23rd of 2025, creatinine is 1.76, estimated GFR is 39. August 13th, 25, creatinine 1.91, GFR 35. August 5th, 25, creatinine 1.6, GFR 43. May 20th, 25, creatinine 1.46, GFR 48. And March 25th, or 25, March 21st, 25, creatinine 1.53 and GFR 43. Other labs from 9/23/25, intact parathyroid hormone 91.7, calcium is 9.0, sodium 139, potassium 4.9, carbon dioxide 24, albumin 4.1, phosphorus 4.3, hemoglobin is 10.6, normal white count, normal platelets. He did have iron studies done August 11th of 25, ferritin very low at 9, iron is 72. Vitamin B12 was 360. And he had a urinalysis, negative for blood, negative for protein, and that was done 8/13 of 25. Hemoglobin A1C done 9/10/25 is 6.8. And his most recent echocardiogram was done May 20th of 25. He has mildly dilated atria, borderline left ventricular hypertrophy, ejection fraction around 60%, mild to moderately dilated left ventricle without pericardial effusion, greed 1 diastolic dysfunction, and saline contrast bubble study negative for intracardiac shunt. assessment and plan. 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, most likely secondary to long-standing type 2 diabetes, poorly controlled until recently. He is now using the Freestyle Libre 2, and that is helping with the dietary control of glucose, and blood sugars are improving. Also hypertension for many years. And he has some mild orthostatic hypotension, most likely secondary to diabetic neuropathy. We are going to order a renal artery Doppler study in Mount Pleasant to rule out renal artery stenosis as the cause of the recent decline in renal function. He's going to repeat all labs now and then monthly thereafter. Due to the chronic iron deficiency anemia, he should have a stool for occult blood if you would like, but that will be up to you, and possibly a referral for another colonoscopy if that would be positive, or at least further evaluation of the chronic anemia. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.